السلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My dear respected brothers and sisters and children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are all here together as Muslims. One Muslim, whether we are Shia or Sunni or any school of thought, we are all human beings and we are all one Muslim together to condemn the violence that is going on in Pakistan for so many months, so many years against the Shia minority as well as the Sunni majority as well. Because it's not a Shia-Sunni problem. It's a problem that our MC mentioned before. There is an ideology behind this whole hate and violence and terrorism and suicide bombing that is going on around the world, especially in Pakistan. That ideology has to be stopped. And I want to share with you in few minutes, what is the reason that in Pakistan there is an escalation of violence against Shias? Last night, yesterday, you heard in the news, there was a bomb blast in the masjid, Sunni masjid, and six people were killed while they were praying in the Salat, Namaz, prayer. Imam was also martyred. Namazis were also martyred. This is not a Shia-Sunni issue. This is the issue of hate that is imported in Pakistan. With all due respect, I know there are some brothers who do not like when I say these kind of things, but truth is very bitter. Truth is very hard to be accepted. This is all coming from Saudi Arabia into Pakistan. I have lived in Saudi Arabia for 7 years. I have thousands of Saudis, those who are my students. And I know how these people hate Shias. I have seen it. I have seen it with my own eyes. I have heard it with my own ears. That hate has come to Pakistan in early 80s. And now that harvest is ready to be cropped. And this is what is happening. These Talibans are not just a Pakistanis or Afghanis. They are trained by CIA of United States of America.
Shame, USA!
Shame, USA!
Shame, USA!
Shame, USA!
These people are not local innocent, whether they are Sunni or Shia. These people are funded, trained, weaponized by United States, by the Western countries, including our own country, Canada. These governments support Wahhabism. These countries support Taliban indirectly. And that is the reason. You can see on YouTube, admission by Clinton. And she said that we brought Wahhab Islam into Pakistan and Afghanistan. We brought Taliban, we trained them. This is an admission by the foreign minister of United States. It is not a Pakistani issue. It is not an Afghani issue. It is not a Muslim issue. It is the issue that has been penetrated, planted by the Western countries in that part of the region. And that is causing the hate and violence against innocent Shias and innocent Muslims and innocent human beings in Pakistan, whether they are Christian or non-Muslims or Muslims.
Shame, shame, Taliban!
Shame, shame, Taliban!
Shame, shame, Taliban!
Shame, shame, Taliban!
Unless the...
will never be defeated. People united will never be defeated. People united will never be defeated.
Unless the Western countries stop supporting the ideology of hate. On the surface, everybody says terrorism is bad. Who's supporting behind the scene these terrorists? Who is supporting these Western governments? The United States, the Canadian, the United Kingdom, and all these people are supporting in the background. These Talibans, these Al-Qaedas, they are sitting down, they are weaponizing them. They have trained them. They have to stop supporting them. Let me give you an example of Pakistan. If you go back in Pakistan in early 80s, I'm talking Sunni masajid. Majority of masajid in Pakistan, mosque in Pakistan, almost 70% were Sunni Muslims, where Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could be held. Where people could say Ya Rasulullah without any hesitation. Where people could stand up and say Ya Nabi salam alayka without hesitation. In early 80s, this was the status states of Pakistan, 70% Sunni masajid were dominated by the people who celebrated Maulid al-Nabi, who said, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Ali, Ya Hussein, without any hesitation. Now go back to Pakistan. 70% Sunni masajid are now controlled by Wahhabis. 70% Sunni masajid are now controlled by those people who hate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they don't say from their mouth. Who hate Ali Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they don't say from their mouth. The reason is, where is this control coming? Because of the money that is coming from Saudi Arabia, that is funded by people who lived in these countries and sending money to them. Because this Wahhabism, spread of Wahhabism, hate is on the rise.
Shame, shame, Wahhabism.
My dear brothers and sisters, we have to speak the truth. We have to recognize the reality on the ground. It is not a Shia Sunni issue. Yes, we had problems. We do have differences. We always had differences. But those differences never inspired us to hate. So this is a change. We do have differences. I cannot deny. We cannot deny those differences. But never, ever, we had ever taken the path of violence. I belong to a very religious family. My whole ancestry has been imams in the masjid, sheikh, peer, ulama, maulana sahab. I belong to that family. In my home, where my father and my mother lived together with us, we had Shia friends. We never said he is a Shia. We had even Christians in our neighborhood. We never felt that they are Christian. We had Hindu people in our neighborhood, right in Martin Quarters, Karachi, Pakistan, those who know that place. We had Hindu, we had Christians, we had Shia, we had Sunnis, we have all different, even Qadianis were in my neighborhood. They come, they play, we lived, we played together. We never hated each other. This hate, when I went to Saudi Arabia, I found out, we have to hate others who disagree with us. My dear brother and sister, this is a very alarming situation. Most of us here are Muslims. Whether we are Shia or Sunni, my dear brothers and sisters, listen to me very carefully. This hate will divide us. This hate will create destruction against whether we are Shia or Sunni. We must be united. I condemn this in the strongest word, what is going on against the Shias in Pakistan. I hate to call them Shias because that's not the way. I call them my Muslim brothers. We are Muslim brothers. We are not Shia or Sunni. Regardless what differences we have, we are one Muslim and we are one humanity. My dear brothers and sisters, and I'm asking in front of you, Canadian government, to put pressure on Pakistani government, to put pressure on Saudi Arabia, to stop the spread of this hate ideology that is contaminating the entire society of Muslim countries. Look at how these Western countries support these hateful people. They have resources, they have money, they have support from these Western governments, and they have the opportunity to spread out their hate. How they spread hate? Not directly saying, you know, we hate this person and this person. They penetrate the hate in the minds and the hearts of people by using the verses of the Quran. They quote Quran to create hate against Shias. Awesomeness. They use the word hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and misquote them to create hate and misguide people. Right in this city, I'm telling you, I don't hide things. People get upset, so be it. In this city, in this country, there are people who hate Shias. There are people who hate Sunnis. Why? Because they have been told that they are our enemies. They have told us that they don't belong to Islam. They have a different Quran, they have a different Hadith, they have a different Nabi, they believe Ali, Hazrat Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, as a prophet. So these kind of misguidance purposely penetrated in the minds and the hearts of our children. That is causing hate. What we have to stay together as Shia and Sunni Muslims, that we condemn and we stay together. We are one Muslim. We have one Quran. We believe in one Allah. We believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our last and final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray towards the same Kaaba. We all pray towards the same Kaaba that Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had made that Kaaba.
Shia, bhai, bhai!
Shia, Sunni, bhai, bhai!
Shia, Sunni, bhai!
bhai bhai
Shia Sunni bhai bhai
Shia Sunni bhai bhai
Shia Sunni bhai bhai
1 2 3 4
Shia killing no more
1 2 3 4
Shia killing no more
1 2 3 4
Shia killing no more
Hazrat Muhtaram, let me stop right here. Tomorrow, inshallah, we are having a program at the Magnolia Banquet Hall. Initially, the program was to held a conference of Milad al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tari Sayyid Fazuddin Sohrawardi from Pakistan, he is coming today, inshallah, back to Calgary. He will be there tomorrow to recite Naat and Manqabat of Imam Ali Maqam and Sahaba-i-Kiram and Ahl-i Bayt-e-Uzzam. Hadrat Allama Maulana Mujtaba Hassan Sahab, I just met him. He will be there, I will be there. I will discuss in detail the root cause of this hate ideology and what is behind this. I have just given you a very high level introduction of my speech, tomorrow's speech. Please do come tomorrow, 6 o'clock, Magnolia Banquet Hall in Falcon Ridge, Northeast. It is a Shia Sunni Muslim gathering, Alhamdulillah, and we will discuss how we can be together. We will have a plan how we can proceed together, and then at the end, Qari Sayyid Fasiuddin Sohrawardi, inshallah, will warm our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please make sure that we do not let these terrorists, these fanatics, these extremists succeed. And how we can fail them? By uniting together, just like inshallah. Today.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Allah tabarik wa ta'ala hum sab ka hami wa nasir ho. Allah ta'ala is bala se jo humare upar musallat kar di gayi hai. اس سے ہم سب کو نجات عطا فرمائے ہم چاہے شیعہ ہوں یا سنی ہوں ہم سب مسلمان ہیں نبی علیہ السلام کا کلمہ پڑھنے والے ہیں قرآن شریف کو یقین رکھنے والے ہیں حضور سے حضور کی آل سے حضور کے اصحاب سے ہم سب محبت کرنے والے ہیں ہم سب کے اندر یہ غلط فہمیاں پیدا کرنے کی جو سازش ہو رہی ہے اس کو ہم ناکام بنائیں گے آئی تھنک کیلگری کین بی این ایگزامپل فار پاکستان اینڈ فار ریسٹ آف دا ورلڈ how we are together and inshallah together we will fight terrorism we will fight extremism and we will fight these fanatics and defeat them by uniting together and following our deen and proud to be a good muslim we are thankful that allah has made us canadians this is a country where we live in peace may allah bring this peace to the rest of the world for all of us for all humanity